Hi, this is a video on H4 EAD, or H4 work permit as some people know it. I have compiled a few frequently asked questions that many of our clients or under consultation people ask us. One of the biggest questions we get is if your spouse an H1 got his or her I-140 with a previous employer, can you use that same I-140 to get the H4 EAD? The answer is yes, because there's no rule that requires that the I-140 to be with the same company which is carrying the H1. So I repeat that, you can use an I-140 from a separate company as long as it's still valid, it has not been revoked. Even if it was revoked and there was an extension beyond 6 years, you might still, by the way, get the H4 EAD. So if you need help and you have a situation like that, of course, you can give us a call. And then we have what happens if the I-140 has been revoked. We talked about that before. Even if it was revoked, as long as you pass the 6 years, you might be able to qualify under 106A and B under the AC21 rule. And you get your H4 EAD and H4 work permit. Now, if I have an H4 EAD, can I open my own business? We have been saying that from the beginning. Actually, it is something that has actually made an impact on passing that law. Is we have encouraged people to open their own business. So the answer is yes, you can open your own business. The only drawback, of course, if the H1 falls apart, then the H4 also stops, and if the H4 stops, the EAD will stop. But apart from that, there's no limitation. You can open your own business. And can you employ people? Yes, of course. That's one of the selling points. Like, we were able to pass the H4 EAD, and the government passed the H4 EAD to encourage people to have innovation, to open businesses. So I have selected those four questions because they are very recurring, a lot of people asking them. So I wanted to make a quick video to tell people, yes, bottom line, the H4 EAD has a lot of more flexibility than just being an H1. So please take advantage of it. The law is still there. Hopefully it will be there for a while. And for those who wants to go into their H4 EAD and they need help, please give us a call, 510-742-5887. And anything I'm telling you today is for educational purposes only. You should not act or refrain to act solely on the information provided. You should contact an attorney if you have any questions. Check this blog we have now. It's called immigrationlegalblog.com for more information. Thank you, and good luck to all of you.